Hello again, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM, and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Tom Sklebar, a member of the Stutsman County Hunters Club here in Jamestown. How are you doing today, Tom?
Oh, we're doing fine. A little wet out there, but not bad.
You know, it's hard to stay dry out there when it's just raining cats and dogs outside. But today you're on the show today to talk about the Stutsman County Wildlife Club and the upcoming fundraiser you guys will be holding next week.
Yes, we've got our annual banquet, which is the Big Buck and Duck Blast. It's going to be held on Friday, October 18th. The social starts at 5:30. The dinner's at 7. It's going to be a prime rib dinner at the KC Hall here in Jamestown. The cost is $30 for a single, $45 for a couple. And that also includes an annual membership in the Wildlife Club.
Now, where can they buy these tickets at, Tom?
You can buy the tickets from a Stutsman County Wildlife Club member or at the door.
Okay. And it is at the KC Hall at 5:30 is when the social begins, 7 p.m. dinner. Is there any auctions or any other sort of benefit going on?
Yes, we have raffles and auctions and drawings, and that'll also be the drawing for the 10-gun raffle. That'll be the place where we're going to give away announce the winners for the 10-gun raffle.
Okay, now what is the 10-gun raffle?
Those are tickets that are going around town. I think we're either sold out or pretty close to it. There are 100 tickets sold at $100 a ticket, and so that's your odds for one of 10 guns. Oof. Last year we had a 50 caliber BMG actually went in the 10-gun raffle.
Wow, so if they want to get tickets for that, they better get on that. It sounds like you said they're almost sold out.
Yep. And they can. We'll have a few left over at the banquet. We'll probably raffle those off, okay. So you'll still get a chance to get in on this thing.
Okay, now, Tom, to get those tickets, do you want them, is there a number they should contact? Or?
We've got a couple of members out there that are selling them right now. But as I said, I think we're sold out, but we reserved some tickets for the banquet itself.
Okay, great. So that is the upcoming fundraiser for the Stutsman County Wildlife Club happening next Friday, October 18th. You should get your tickets because $30 for one ticket, that's a pretty good deal, especially with an annual membership thrown in there too.
Correct.
So that's the Big Buck and Duck Blast happening at the KC Hall next Friday. Tom, you also wanted to talk a little bit about the Youth Pheasant Hunt coming up also next weekend.
Yeah, we've got our Youth Pheasant Hunt scheduled for October 20th. You need to call for that. It's for youth between 12 and 16 years old. It's a good chance for them to get out with mentors, and we'll have North Dakota Hunter Education Association members there. It's very well controlled. You got to bring your parent or a guardian.
Right.
But we actually put pheasants out and run dogs that are reasonably well trained, and so they actually get a chance to see a pheasant, which they may not this year, considering what the countryside looks out
right.
there.
Right. They were saying, you know, a report from the Game and Fish said that, you know, they haven't experienced any more, you know, large mortality rates of pheasants, so hopefully there's a lot of pheasants out there for hunting.
Yeah, in order to register for the Youth Pheasant Hunt, you need to call Ken Anderson at 489-3581 or 320-3318. He's our Youth Pheasant Hunt coordinator.
Okay, and that's Ken Anderson.
Correct.
Okay, and then, so now they need to contact him if they're interested in joining the Youth Pheasant Hunt. Is there a limited number?
Yes, we've limited it to 20. There are about 10 slots left for the Youth Pheasant Hunt.
Great. So now if you're interested in that, get a hold of Ken Anderson. You want to repeat those numbers again for me, Tom?
Yes, at 489-3581 or 320-3318.
Okay, perfect. So you have to contact Ken Anderson for that. Tom, also you said that the Stutsman County Wildlife Club is starting to get interest into creating a new scholarship for students.
Yes, our club and our club membership has decided to establish a $500 annual scholarship for a high school student that's going off to college or a current college student in the amount of $500. It'll be awarded annually. This is the first public announcement of that scholarship. We are very interested in looking at youth or students that are interested in going into wildlife management or natural resource management. and at least $500 will buy you a book or two.
Yeah, that's what we were saying with books the way they are now. That's probably one or one and a half books, but it still helps. Anything helps with that.
Yes, it does.
So now, to get more information, even though details aren't explicit yet right now, is there a number that they can contact Tom?
Yes, they could contact me at 489-3490. I expect the first scholarship will be awarded for fall semester of 2014. So this is a heads up for high school counselors and college students that are currently in college and looking at going into natural resource management.
Perfect. Tom, is there anything else you want to mention? We covered a lot of stuff.
Couple of things. Stutzman County Wildlife Club is probably the oldest sportsman's organization in the state. It was founded in 1915. And so we'll have our centennial. We'll probably have something special for the centennial coming up in 2015, but we're one of the oldest organizations in the state. The second part is this fundraising is not going to anything else. About 80% of our budget is spent totally on youth activities. Mm-hmm. We have a youth migratory bird day and birdhouse building. We check wood duck boxes. We do the youth pheasant hunt. We do youth fishing events, and so it's 80% of our money is directed toward youth, and the other 20% is directed towards habitat assistance out here in the county.
Right. Tom, do you have a website, or should they check out Facebook?
We have a Facebook page for Stutzman County Wildlife Club, and you're welcome to get on there, and we post our announcements regularly. And last thing Stutzman County Wildlife Club does is we also sponsor the indoor archery range, usually between January and May. So if you want to break out your bow and be able to shoot indoors in a nice environment, we've got that. You don't have to be a member of the club, but we encourage it. And we provide the targets. You got to bring your own bow and arrows, though.
Yep, BYOB.
Yep.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for coming onto the show and letting us know what's going on with the Stutzman County Wildlife Club.
No problem. Thanks for the help.